So, in the past, sages were able to stay alone. Is it because they could perceive the Paramatma more? And today's age, we are not able to perceive his presence. That's why there is so much loneliness that people feel. And how can we practice bhakti in today's world when we feel a need for relationships, close relationships? So, despite having so much mercy of Lord Chaitanya and the association of devotees, why can't we feel the presence of the Paramatma right now? What can we do to feel his presence more? I would say that it's not necessarily because of spiritual advancement that the sages could stay alone in the past. It is also because of personal inclination. There are some people who are introspective, some people who are the introverts and extroverts. So the whole process of solitary meditation, that is more for introverts. And introverts are people who get strength by being alone. Extroverts are people who get strength by being with people. Now, is introversion suitable for bhakti? It is suitable for the contemplative form of spiritual life, where for the process of jnana, analysis, contemplation, that kind of thing, it's very suitable. And Krishna says one characteristic of the jnanis or those who are seeking jnana is Vivikta Desha Sevitvam Aratir Jana Samsadi. That they stay in secluded place and they don't get involved in the general ways that people get involved in the activities that. So, but at the same time, Krishna also talks about his devotees and he says, Machitta Mad Katha Prana. That they delight in associating with each other and discussing about me. So, both aspects are there. So, we have to find out what is the best way we can serve Krishna. More than association or seclusion, the most important thing which, in my understanding, that we need in bhakti is a sense of purpose and urgency. Right? This is what I want to do for Krishna and I want to do it as soon as possible. Not necessarily in a sense of passionate hastiness, but in the sense of a positive urgency. So once we have that sense of purpose and urgency, this is what I want to do, and this is what I want to do as soon as possible. Then around that, the suitable association will build for us. So if somebody decides that, okay, my service to the temple is that I'm going to do publicity for the programs, then those devotees who are also involved in publicity, who have some resources, who have some ideas, our association with them will naturally grow. If I decide that I want to study Bhagavatam, then who are the devotees who are studying Bhagavatam very deeply? We will associate with them, and through their association, we will learn and grow. Video? Video. So when we focus primarily on that sense of purpose and urgency, then we can understand what level of association do I need. If I'm going to do management, I obviously can't do it alone. I'll need some alone time for some making vision or something like that. But often that is we're working going to work with people. If I'm going to write a book or study Shastra VDP, often that is going to be done alone. So, largely alone. So, we can actually work in this way to understand how I can best serve Krishna. And primarily for us, it is through the service that our connection with Krishna becomes stable. Or rather, not stable, I would say steady.
Steady.
Stable means that there are no up and downs. Steady means it moves on over a longer time. Both are related, but maybe some stability will come if we have some devotees who understand us, who care for us, whom we connect with. But we don't want devotee association to be just like a pleasant social club. We want it to be a forum for remembering Krishna and serving Krishna. So if we have that in mind and then we work steadily, then we will be able to get the right association also. So rather than worrying about how to perceive the Paramatma within, can focus on how we can serve him. Sevon mukhe hi jivvadav swayameva spuratyadha. The Bhagavatam says that that when we do seva to him, then swayam eva spuratya, he manifests by his own plan. So that self-manifesting aspect of the Lord is what we want to tap. And we'll tap that to the extent we practice purposeful service to Krishna. Of course, if there are certain aspects of bhakti which give us a strong sense of connection with Krishna, and then certainly doing those is fine. Say, if hearing kirtan, singing bhajans, something like that makes us feel very deeply connected with Krishna, then becoming connected like that with Krishna is very good. But that is not the only point. The important thing is that it is through our service that our connection is established. And around, through service, our connection with Krishna will also be established. Through service, our connection with devotees also becomes stronger. And that's how we can take care of our emotional needs for relationships while we are pursuing our spiritual need for pure love for Krishna.